Welcome back to 20s Toolbox here on WDIY, and a hello to those joining us for the first time. My name is Grace Mansfield, and I am your host. Tonight's episode is a topic that I've actually been very excited to talk about. On this show, I'm really proud that I get to dig into the real-world stuff that no one exactly hands you a handbook for when you become an adult. Well, this episode is no different. Tonight is all about two things that tend to show up right when life starts getting real: understanding insurance and figuring out what you actually want to do with your life. We'll talk about insurance, health, renters, auto, even those employer benefits packets that feel like they're written in another language. What do we as young adults actually need to pay attention to? What's worth worrying about? What's optional? And what are some common mistakes people don't realize they're making until something goes wrong? Then, hopefully, my guest will share her journey into the workforce and what she has learned throughout it. By the end of this episode, the goal isn't to have every answer, but to feel a little bit more confident about asking the right questions about your insurance coverage, your career, and the kind of life you're trying to build in between. Without further ado, let me introduce you to tonight's guest. Maria Amadeo is the Vice President of Operations at Budd Agency. Maria's career in insurance spans 15 years, starting at Travelers Insurance, where she built her foundation in auto, property, and medical claims, including work alongside their special investigative unit on fraud. From there, she moved to the agency side, where she started as a producer, worked her way up through marketing and events into management, and was part of the team that opened and grew to 3 office locations over a decade. And she now serves as VP of Operations at Budd Agency. Maria is a proud Temple University Fox School of Business alum and devoted wife to her wife, Cody. Maria is passionate about one thing: making sure people, especially young adults, understand the insurance coverage that protects their everyday lives. Well, Maria, welcome to 20s Toolbox. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Thank you. That was quite the introduction. I hope I live up to this.
Oh my gosh, of course you will. I know we've been connected for a little bit, so I'm so excited to learn more about insurance and your career journey. So thank you again for being here today.
Absolutely.
To start us off, would you be able to tell us a little bit about your background and what you do now in the insurance space? Kind of walk us through what a typical day looks like for you?
Sure. I will tell you, insurance can be chaotic, so every day is definitely different. Typically, I get in around 9. That's typically what we do. But my day can be anywhere from helping the team quote 30 locations for one insured to meetings all day, whether it's with an underwriter, marketing rep from the insurance companies, me talking to a marketing rep from an insurance company to get appointed by them. I do sales team meetings. We have production meetings. We have referral meetings. We have our office meetings. Lots of meetings. So for anybody listening to this, the rest of your life will be filled with meetings. It's just what you make of them, and make sure that you only set meetings for things that need to be and not an email. That's very important. But yeah, I mean, it's always fun. I will tell you, anybody who's in the insurance industry, depending on if they actually like it, which I love, your day goes by so fast. I get in at 9. Next time I look at the clock, it's 12. Next thing I know, it's 3:30. So there's never a dull moment. There's never a moment of being bored. There's always something happening. And that's what I need. I need that constant change, constant going, something going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like you do a lot. And I feel like in your career, being able to like pivot and making adjustments when things don't go as planned is probably a skill that you've utilized your whole career and your whole life.
Oh, yes. So, I mean, operations, that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. So things happen, go wrong. Obviously, you want to set things for operational efficiency, but things go wrong. I'm a problem solver and a fixer. So if people come to me for a question, I love to be able to help it and get it solved pretty quickly if we can. If not, at least point in the right direction.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm excited to talk about everything to do with insurance today, but to kind of start us off, would you be able to talk about how you kind of first got into this field? Was it something that you went to college and studied for, you wanted to do, or was it sort of something that you just fell into?
That's a great question, and I fell into it twice, actually. So I went to Fox School Business. Shout out to Temple. It's best school. Love it. I actually majored in what you're doing. I majored in broadcast, telecommunications,
really? Wow,
mass media.
Awesome.
Yes. And I also was in college during the recession and the crash. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of things going on. You know, a lot of the students were concerned about jobs. And I had a professor tell me, if you want a job right out of college, change your major and go to accounting. And I listened. I was out of the communications school into the Fox School of Business, majored in accounting, did everything that school tells you to do. I tell you, the Fox School of Business if you do everything that they provide you, you will have a very successful career. So I majored in accounting. I got a job in accounting. It wasn't as great as it sounds. I was absolutely miserable. And actually, how I got into insurance started with a phone call of me crying on the subway to my friend, telling her I couldn't do it anymore. It was just too stressful. You're working 70-hour weeks. You have chest pain at 22. And I still remember sitting on that SEPTA train calling her, crying. And she's like, I got you. I know what you do now, and you can work. I didn't even know what it was. She told me it was traveler's insurance, and I was like, maybe I'm doing travel insurance. I did not know anything, which now looking back on it, I'm glad we're doing this because 20-year-olds should know the names of insurance companies, and I did not. I worked there for 5 years. I started in auto physical damage. I then moved on to medical claims, which I really liked. There was a lot of fraud involved in that. There was fraud involved in the auto damage and the body shop, so I got to sit on, you know, ride-alongs. It was very, very cool. Anybody interested in insurance, my recommendation, start in claims or agency. But claims will set the foundation for your whole career. You learn so much.
Wow, that's an incredible story. How different do you think your life would look if, you know, you didn't listen to that professor or never changed your career?
You know, I think about that a lot, actually. It's funny. I spoke with a client of mine yesterday because we were talking about that same conversation. And he told me he said that to a friend of his. And his friend looked at him as if he slapped him in the face, like, I'm in your life. Right? So If you look back on that, what would have been, you wouldn't have me as a friend. And I think about that. Maybe I wouldn't be married to Cody. Maybe I wouldn't be working for Bud. Maybe I wouldn't even be here with you. Yeah. I try not to think about that because I love the way my life's gone. But trust me, there were times where I almost thought I would drop out of college because it was so hard. My mother did not give me that option, so that was out of the question. I mean, I changed my major. I started at school, actually at a different school than Temple. So I just think everything that I've done since then has just helped guide me to where I am.
Yes. I'm a huge proponent of everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
You know, like you're here for a reason, and however it unfolds, however messy it is, it's always for a final purpose in some way.
And honestly, it comes full circle. People that you knew 15, 20 years ago, never thinking that you'd be involved with them again, you're involved with them and you're talking to them all the time. It's crazy.
Exactly. Kind of going off of that theme of journey, what does your early career path kind of look like after school? And obviously, I know you kind of talked about it a little bit, but clearly didn't always connect to what you're doing now with the changes. So would you be able to speak a little bit on that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I was someone in school who did what they had to do. So with Fox School Business, like I said, they will set you up. They tell you to join student professional organizations. They want you to get out and network. They want you to do mock interviews so you can meet people. So I did the whole thing. I got the externships, the internships. I got the job. That just wasn't what I wanted. It was not the path. I am a talkative person. I like to be around people, especially ones that I know. And I got into accounting thinking, oh, man, I'm going to be with people. This is going to be great. And then I'm behind a computer screen all day. Mm-hmm. The path outside of college was just honestly starting with the company that I interned with and I got the job with. And then from there, I actually worked at Comcast for a little bit in their state and local tax department. And then I went to Travelers because it was too much. It really was.
Yeah. Thinking about insurance, when you think about young adults getting their first real exposure to insurance, I know you mentioned young adults should know the names of insurance companies, for example. What do you think most people misunderstand right away?
I think everything, honestly. And I think that's because nobody teaches it, right? Obviously, I've been out of school for quite some time, but I have nieces and nephews, and I know that in high schools, they are now doing a lot more life skills teaching, which is great, and they're educating kids on taxes and budgeting, but where they're missing the mark is insurance. I don't know why we're not teaching insurance to kids. One, it's a great career. I mean, I didn't even know that, right? So if anybody takes anything from this, is insurance has endless opportunities. You could work in claims, but within claims, it could be a million different departments. You can go to underwriting and a million different departments. You could be a field adjuster. You could work for an agent. You could work for a broker. There's just endless opportunities. You can even work for the company itself and be a marketing rep if you wanted to. I'd say for people in their 20s, not understanding an auto policy and not understanding renter's insurance and the need. In your 20s and you graduate college, or even if you're in college and you're renting a house, a lot of people don't think to get renter's insurance. They think that their stuff's covered under the parents' house, and that's not necessarily true. And at the same time, parents are going to have a claim on their home for your stuff in college. Get a renter's policy. Yeah. It's so cheap. It covers you. Bonus facts, so people don't know this. In the event, for example, a bar fight, if someone tries suing you, that's a homeowner's claim.
Really?
Yeah, so if you have a renter's policy, that's attached to liability. So insurance is really all around you, and the exposures are all around you, and people don't know this. I find insurance very interesting. Some people, I'm sure they think it's boring, but there's so many facets of it, from what's covered, what's not covered, endorsements, things you can add. And not knowing that if you have a renter's policy and you get into a bar fight, your insurance can cover that, you know?
Exactly.
There's a lot.
That's amazing. I'm starting to realize how many areas of insurance there are that I didn't know about. So why do terms like deductible or premium or copay seem so confusing? Because for those listening, actually, this episode was inspired by an event that I had this past week. Was I injured my hand, so I had to go to Geisinger to go get an x-ray.
Okay.
Well, I went there by myself, and I had to give them my insurance, and I had to pay a copay of like $20, and I had no idea what any of it meant, just paid it. So if you would be able to explain a little bit about like what all of those terms mean and why young adults should care about it.
So again, it's because no one sits you down and explains what those things are, right? And we need that. You should. So premium is what you pay for your policy. A deductible is what you pay before the policy kicks in. And a copay is your share of the bill. So that's like a
That makes a lot more
quick,
sense.
quick little spiel there for that. Yeah. I mean, a lot of consumers from an auto standpoint have a $250 comprehensive deductible and a $500 collision deductible. That means your damages have to exceed that in order for the insurance policy to pay. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you for explaining that.
Absolutely. I'd use those two because those are the easiest things to explain.
Yeah, they are. What type of insurance do you think that young adults should kind of prioritize first? I know you mentioned renters and auto. Would you be able to expand a little bit on what those are?
Absolutely. So the reason I say both, one is because of the rental aspect, right? So again, maybe people don't realize this, and that's why I want people to know. If in the event there's a fire in your building, you have nowhere to go, right? I'm sure, and I know, I've seen it, American Red Cross comes out, but they can't take care of everybody, right? And that's not necessarily what they're supposed to be doing for that. You should have renter's insurance, right? Renter's insurance is going to cover all your stuff, your personal items that were damaged or destroyed. And then they're also going to put you up in a hotel for your quote-unquote loss of use. You can't use your apartment. Renter's policy will pay for you to go stay somewhere during that time. They'll also pay for your food.
Oh, wow.
And that's the thing. Your landlord's going to kick you out. Right? There's nowhere to go. Get an insurance policy and you have a place to go. And honestly, I can tell you, you can get them very inexpensive. But leading into that, don't just get a policy based on price. That's not where to start. I just need to point that one out.
Yeah, you probably have to investigate multiple aspects of the policy before you decide on the right one.
Yes, and I will tell people, don't go online. Use a broker. That's what we're there for, because we are the experts. We won't know what we're talking about. We see everyday claims, every, you know, things that go awry. We see it, so we know more about it than going online and trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Going off of that concept of trying to make sure that you understand everything about the policy before you pick one, what do you think is the most common mistake young adults make when they go about choosing an insurance policy?
Two things. It being the cheapest. And then also assuming something's covered and it's not. Because when you're on the phone with people trying to get a quote, depending on who they are, you don't know. They might just be trying to get a sale. You know, not every broker, not every rep is created equal from that standpoint, right? So you really need to see what's included. But just as important as what's included, you need to look at the exclusions list. And there are exclusions. There's lots of exclusions, which... exclusions then pull you into what's called endorsements, where you can pay for an extra endorsement to get that specific exclusion covered if you need to. And there's lots of them. We see it all the time. So, you know, a lot of times we have buildings that are under renovations, right? That might not be covered under your homeowner's policy. So if something happens during the renovation period, you didn't call your insurance company to say, hey, we're renovating, we need a builder's risk. you're renovating and something happens, that insurance company might not pay your claim. So it's always very, very important to not only identify what's included, but specifically the exclusions list, for sure.
So I understand it's very important to read the fine print of anything.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you get an apartment, you're going to read the lease, right?
Right.
Why aren't you going to review your insurance policy that literally can erupt into a financial disaster for you? You know, you could get taken to court, small claims court. You could lose everything, and just because you didn't look at the policy and make sure you had the right coverage.
Yeah. So probably looking through policies, as important as it is probably really overwhelming for a young adult. So how would you kind of combat that feeling of overwhelming? Oh my gosh, I don't know what any of this is.
Okay, real talk. Throw it into Claude, ChatGPT. I'm being so serious because, I mean, and honestly, that's where the insurance is going. Everyone knows it. I mean, it's where a lot of things are going. AI is here, and InsurTech is really, I can't remember the number. I think it was actually $1.63 billion was invested in Q1 in 2026 in AI for insurance. It's here. They're using it for processing claims. They're using it for policy review. They're using it to not just process the claim online, but actually handle the claim. There's a company called Lemonade. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. 96% of their claims are being handled by an AI bot called Jim. No human interaction.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that before.
I know. So that's why I always say is you still need a human. You know, throw it into Claude, throw it into ChatGPT, yes, but also remember that fine print in ChatGPT. It says this also could be wrong.
Yes,
you know? So make sure you know that part. But I think from an outlawing standpoint, that would definitely help people. If I had Claude or something like that back when I was in my 20s trying to review things, I know that would have helped. That's what I recommend. That and also calling an agent. Go on Google, look up local agents in your area. I would call them based on length of experience or how long they've been open. And just call them and ask them for questions. That's our job. People call us all the time and ask us questions.
Yeah. What age do young adults usually should start looking into insurance policies? I think, I don't know if this is right, but I thought I heard it was like 26, you get off your parents' health insurance?
Yes.
Is it younger than that?
No, for health insurance, it's 26. Anybody who's 26 and under, don't be a hero and get on your company's health insurance because you think you're an adult now and everything's great. If your parents are letting you stay on their policy, stay on the policy. I made that mistake. My mom was like, are you sure you're going to work? I was like, no, I got this. Waste of money. I could have just paid my mom $40 and spending all that money, you know?
Yeah.
It's also a choice for the parents. I've had clients where some of them, the second they turn 17, they're getting their own insurance policy. I've had people stay on their insurance policy till they were 30. Don't recommend that. And it's not for the, you know, quote unquote cheap insurance. It's actually preventing you from creating your own insurance history and your almost quote-unquote, like, insurance credit history. So the sooner you can start having an insurance policy, the better. When we're quoting people, we look for history. We look for loyalty, longevity. They look to make sure you're not, you know, shopping around or having lots of claims. So if we look at, to quote a homeowners for a 35-year-old, but they started with a renter's policy at 18, that homeowners is going to be much more inexpensive than the person who's just getting a policy for the first time.
Okay. So it really depends on someone's circumstances, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I would say, you know, 21, 22, when you graduate college, probably get your own policy. Mm-hmm. Listen, whether or not your parents are assisting you, that's fine. It's just getting something in your name because it's going to be expensive. But there are times where it might be cheaper.
A lot of young adults may get their insurance through their first job. So what should they be paying attention to in like something like an employee benefit package?
Don't click through and just click, 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 like a lot of people do. Make sure you read it. Make sure you see what's included. The two most important things to identify when you're starting a job are life insurance and disability. Always take them. If they have it, take it. Take whatever's free, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, a lot of companies, they'll let you take up to $150,000 in life insurance. Let's just say that. And that's at no cost to you. You can add, but don't do that. What you want to do is get supplemental life insurance policy that you own on your own and you can contribute to. That as well as disability. Make sure you get that. I would say even for young people, long-term care is something that you're never going to hear about. But for anybody listening, write that down. And when you can afford it, probably around 25, 30, get it.
Yeah.
Because as you get older, it just gets way more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard from my parents. So
yes,
I'm appreciating them, you know, sometimes buying groceries for me, doing stuff like that. So I don't have to do
great.
That.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Yeah. For people who feel unsure about their career direction or their path, maybe they just feel like they're kind of floating out in space right now. Oh. What or who kind of helped you figure out your own path? I know you mentioned that professor in the beginning who kind of had you change your major and put you on a different path. But
yeah.
Was there anything else that kind of helped you get to where you are today?
Yeah. I mean, college was not easy, so I don't want anyone to take that. I think that it was a breeze in the park. Like, college was hard. Okay, and I commend anyone and everyone who graduates because I think higher education is the most invaluable thing you could ever have. I know it's expensive and we can put a value on it, but it's not. Like, the things that I learned in college, I'm still using them every single day. There's just something different about it. That was also a wild ride knowing what I wanted to do because I'll be honest, at one point in my life, I wanted to be an actress and live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that didn't happen because we're in Bethlehem right now.
But don't we all want to be actresses or millionaires living in LA?
You know what? You know? Back to your like first question when you asked me about different life, I'm really happy with this one, okay? I'm okay. I'm real good. I'm real good. No, but I don't think people realize that they don't, that insurance can be in a career, right? And that you can do all this. And I would say there's a few people, my mom, everybody, you know, who has a mom. Our moms have gone through something.
Absolutely.
Right? They know. My sister, Therese, she's just this power woman, and I've always looked up to her for life advice, work advice specifically. But I would say is, you know, college, really. I didn't know what I wanted. Obviously, I went into accounting, and I realized it was absolutely terrible, and I hated every moment of it. Right time, right place, right? I mean, I told you I fell into insurance because of a crying phone on a train, right? And I got my second job in insurance because somebody called me and asked me. I'm with Bud because one of my friends from high school, her husband, works for a company that knew somebody at Bud and kept hounding me and asking me if I wanted to come work there. And I was like, no. So honestly, don't listen to the noise. Just do what you want to do, right? Even when I was in college, I had people chirping in my ear, stay with accounting. Even then, like when I wanted to quit and not do it anymore, people were like, oh, just suck it up. You can do it. And it's like, yeah, but for what? I'm miserable. I'm not happy. And I think a lot of kids go to school probably in the hopes of learning what to do, but maybe graduating, not even doing what they're going to do in the future. And that's okay because it's just the college degree. It's what you got out of those five years. And what you made out of them, and you're going to learn so much more. So don't suck it up for a year. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Just move on and find something else. I would also say if you're a college student, to help you navigate your career path, tap into your alumni. Like those alumni forums, they do alumni events. Can't speak for all colleges, but I mean, I get emails from Temple all the time asking me if I want to come to an alumni event, or they even have mock interviews where professionals come in and do an interview with you and then give them your honest feedback. I would do that. Tap into any student professional organization that you can get into where you can meet people and talk to them about those careers and learn more about whatever it is that you want to do.
There's so many options out there nowadays. I go to the University of Scranton, obviously, and they do mock interviews. Our career center is excellent, and colleges like that everywhere have something where you can tap into those types of opportunities. But what you were talking about, kind of going to school thinking that you want to do something and end up doing something completely different, really speaks to me because I used to be a neuroscience major. I thought I was going to go to med school and be a doctor. Here I sit as a, you know, doing social media and doing this and doing philosophy and loving my life the way it turned out to be. And I'm so grateful to your professor that he kind of changed your career path and that my career path was changed because circling back to that thing again, everything does happen for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Had I not met him, I don't even know if he's still there. He probably is. Dr. Wurst, if you're listening to this, thanks. But also not because I'm not in accounting anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, talk to those people. Like, I think if I could go back in college, I probably would have spent more time in those office hours talking to them and learning more and just taking as much advantage as I can at other time, honestly.
If you could give young adults one piece of advice or something that I know you've spoken a lot about, so many good pieces of advice about insurance, but if you could narrow it down to one piece of advice about insurance that young adults will actually remember and use, what would it be?
Honestly, I'm going to stick with my answer of just because it's the cheapest, don't go with it. You could make a catastrophic decision by doing that and it blow up in your face, right? Because you think you have the right coverage for something and you don't. Maybe you're 25 and you're buying your first home and you're going to rent it out and you don't, you know, you go online and buy a policy and you don't know what's on there. And next thing you know, there's a sinkhole. Oh, didn't have sinkhole coverage. Well, can't help you because that's just, that's one of those exclusions.
Exactly.
And endorsements that you need to buy. So those are all the things. People don't think about that. I will tell you, we get phone calls and people will say, oh yeah, you know, I'm opening up a business or I'm buying a home and I got everything done except for the insurance. No, you want to start the insurance process.
Start with that first, right?
Yeah, you want to know what you're getting into and how much it's going to cost. I think that's also something that people in their 20s should know too is don't assume something is going to be a price. Because your parents might be paying $50 a month. Don't assume that yours is going to be $50 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a big misconception too. It's also a misconception that it's a scam, it's fraud, and we're just taking your money.
Exactly.
That's not what's happening, okay?
Definitely not what's happening.
No.
To wrap up this episode, I want to ask you one more question that I ask all of my guests. Thinking about your life and your career journey thus far, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever received? It could be about insurance and our topic of kind of finding your passion, or it could be about something entirely different.
Two things. You can say no, and you should say no. And for all the women listeners, don't settle. And if something doesn't seem right in the company you're working for because they're taking advantage or they're using their power or whatnot, speak up and leave. I've had many friends, I've had situations where you find out you're making less than your male counterpart or someone's lower than you and they're making more than you. Don't stand for that. Get out. Because I will tell you, there are places that treat you well and treat you right and pay you right and respect you. But it's not going to be easy. You're going to have a few jobs on your resume, that you're not going to include on your resume when you're getting that job. Yeah. But that's the fun part, right? Like your 20s are for your lessons and making mistakes and learning. Like that's really, I mean, man, if you could put a camera and go flashback on my 20s, I mean, there's lots of mistakes, okay? But I look back on those and now I know what to do. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to do, you know?
Exactly. Thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Well, for everyone listening, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We covered a lot in tonight's episode, but if there's one takeaway, it's that you don't have to know everything right away, but you do need to start asking the right questions, whether that's about your insurance coverage or policy, your career, or where you're headed next. Big thank you to Maria for sharing her time and insight with us today. And for anyone who's listening who's feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, insurance, adulthood, figuring out your path, you're definitely not alone in that. I know the past few weeks as I wrap up my junior year of college, I've been really overwhelmed about everything, but everything happens for a reason. So see you next time. Until then, take care of yourselves, read the fine print, and keep figuring it out as you go.